Hi everyone, a good Friday morning to you. Hope you had a happy and safe 4th of July. It's another sultry, steamy start to the day with temperatures already well into the 60s, some of us in the low and mid 70s already as we wake up on this Friday morning. Dew point temperatures in some locations already matching, or actually should say, still matching. Upper 60s, lower 70s, and we will continue this steamy, sultry feel to the air as we head throughout again the next 6 to 7 days. At least at this point in time, there seems to be a hint of a pattern change coming as we head to, not this weekend obviously, but next weekend. In the meantime, let's go ahead and check in with the current temperatures from around the region. 75 at Albany the National as we wake up on this Friday morning. 72, good morning to you at Pittsfield. To 72 at Alford and 68 at Beckett. Mount Snow this morning reporting a temperature of 71, 70 as you make your way northbound into Rutland. Jump the state line back into the North Country. 69 at the Warren County Airport near Glens Falls. 65 Scroon Lake. 61 at Indian Lake. Beyond that, we make our way toward the Mohawk Valley in Sacandaga. It is 69 at Broad Alban. 69 at Duanesburg, too, as well. 69 in Canajoharie. In the Helderbergs this morning at Voorheesville, it's also 69, but believe it or not, it's warm and steamy across the heart of the Catskills. Hunter reporting a temperature of 74, 73 at Bel Air Mountain, and 70 at Stamford. This morning we continue to track a couple of showers across the northern Adirondacks back toward the Tug Hill Plateau. A couple of raindrops across portions of central Herkimer County trending toward southern Hamilton County. Again, we did have a few showers in thundershowers as we made our way through last evening, and action obviously has dissipated quite a while ago. But nonetheless, we did track a couple of raindrops across the Mohawk Valley during the 5 o'clock hour this morning. Large area of sprawling high pressure, western Atlantic, trending back through the east coast in the I-95 corridor, continues to control our weather, pumping up the heat and the humidity. We've got a boundary as we continue to look at the surface analysis that extends from portions of southeast Ontario through the Great Lakes, the Ohio and the Tennessee valleys, down into the deep south. Again, that is a focusing mechanism for showers and thundershowers, at least across that particular part of the U.S., along the 75 corridor from lower Michigan all the way down toward northern Georgia and points just to the west. Same system we dealt with this time last week into earlier this week. With a flood threat, with a number of flood watches in effect from lower Michigan all the way into the deep south. Just beyond that, we find high pressure extending from St. Louis to Kansas City, up toward Des Moines, Iowa, toward Minneapolis and Green Bay. Beautiful air mass across that particular part of the country. Dew point temperatures this morning, lower and mid-50s. In contrast to what we're dealing with, upper 60s and lower 70s, always remember, higher the dew point, more water content is in the atmosphere, available for humid conditions and heavier downpours, whereas they've got the beautiful weather out that way. Unfortunately, we will not see a significant drop with our dew point temperatures until perhaps this time next week, as the extended model guidance continues to suggest an opportunity for a pattern change as we head through next weekend. So we're looking toward July 12th, July 13th, and July 14th for that. A quick review of the climatological data as we went through the 24-hour period. Back on your July 4th, 91 and 73, the high-low split for the day. Officially a trace of precipitation that occurred just before midnight last night. That did not change the month-to-day total, which remains at 59 one-hundredths. That's almost our target for this time of July, albeit early. The quantitative total for 2013 still stands at 24.01 inches. The average 30-year value is 19.08, so obviously we're in the black, a surplus of just under 5 inches for the year 2013. The sun rose this morning at 5:23, will set later today at 8:36 and give us a length of day of approximately 15 hours and 13 minutes. The sun will rise once again on Saturday morning at 5:24 a.m., set Saturday evening at 8:36 p.m. The average high-low split for today, July 5th, is 82 and 61. The records for today, 99 from 1919, 44, the record low from 1982. So on the forecast, as we head throughout the remainder of your Friday, a mix of hazy sunshine and clouds, a bit of a breeze, but still, man, oh man, it's going to be muggy. Isolated showers and a few thunderstorms as we head through the day today. Similar in terms of the aerial coverage that we saw back on Thursday. And if you do get caught underneath one of these showers or storms, there is the potential for a heavy downpour. The forecast high in Albany, 92, 91 at Glens Falls. Perhaps a shower or storm as we head through tonight. Otherwise, it's variably cloudy, muggy. Watch out for some areas of fog or haze. A low of 70 in Albany, down to 67 in Glens Falls. A mix of hazy sunshine and clouds again for Saturday. Once again, a bit of a breeze, but still very, very muggy. Isolated showers, perhaps a few thunderstorms. And again, if you get caught underneath one of them, the potential for a heavy downpour and a high in the upper 80s and close to 90 degrees. We start to increase the aerial coverage with scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head through Sunday. That potential for heavier downpours as well. Otherwise, it's a mix of hazy sunshine and clouds and a high of 88. Scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head through Monday as well as Tuesday. Otherwise, a mix of hazy sunshine and clouds, highs in the mid-80s. The aerial coverage continues to increase in terms of showers and storms Wednesday into Thursday, and perhaps a drop in terms of temperature and humidity levels as we head through next Friday, Saturday, into the following Sunday. Have a great Friday and stay cool. We'll talk to you again at midday. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.